Hello, and welcome back to the second part of Idol Talk Awards, where we recognize the biggest and boldest achievements in K-pop. In this episode, we'll be handing out the grand prize awards, including Song of the Year, the Album of the Year, and the coveted Artist of the Year. These awards go to artists who have truly made their mark and shown us what they're made of this year. So if you're ready to find out who's taking home the top prizes in our hearts, buckle up and get ready for an episode of fierce competition and snarky commentary, because let's be real, only the best and brightest deserve to be recognized at the Idol Talk Awards.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan, and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley, and I just want to wish a speedy recovery to NCT members Johnny, Jungwoo, Jaehyun, and Tae. They recently were in an accident while they were promoting filming one of their commercials for a sponsor. So it's just all bad.
Let's name that sponsor.
Puma Korea.
We're not going to get a sponsor from Puma Korea. We have nothing to hide here.
Do we even want Puma Korea as a sponsor if this is how they're going to treat their brand ambassadors?
Not anymore.
They did issue an apology and they deeply regret it, but it just sucks that it happened. And I hope they take this as a learning lesson to prepare more and make sets
appropriately.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Prepare their sets and make them safe for all of their...
Try the sets beforehand.
Yes.
Okay. Gabe?
Hello, everyone. It's Gabe. And I just wanted to say, I saw on Twitter the other day that NMIX lost a member. And there's some speculation as to what exactly happened. There's people saying she might have gotten kicked out. Some say that she left voluntarily. And then there's like some YouTube account that was like spreading fake rumors about the whole situation, but I later realized that the YouTube account's not reputable, so there's just a lot of different people talking about it, but I guess we'll see what happens in the coming days.
Lots of unknowns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for alerting us to that, Gabe. All right, we're back with part two. If you haven't already seen part one, we gave a whole bunch of awards out, our end of the year awards, such as best male group, best female group. We got into a little bit of it. We never argued, but you know, some friendly tit and tat. So go check that episode out. But we're back with part two, and Ashley is going to kick us off with the first light award.
Yeah. So, I don't know if this is an award that's actually given out at the major award shows, but it's an award that we want to give out. And it is TikTok Challenge of the Year. So, ever since last year when Zico and Hwasa started off with whatever their song, what is the name of that song anyway?
Anyone? Anybody? Nobody? Anything?
Any song?
Sorry.
Ever since they created the Any Song Challenge, every single idol group has made a song for TikTok and created a challenge. We see it all the time when they film it at backstage at the music shows. It's a lot. And there have been some noticeable ones this year. I'm going to list a bunch, and then tell you guys which I think are my top three.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. So, we have Blackpink's Pink Venom, Crush Rush Hour featuring J-Hope, Enhypen Polaroid Love, Jessie Zoom, Nayeon Pop, NCT 127 2 Baddies, Psy featuring Suga, That, Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm, 17 Hot, Zico, New Thing, Taeyong, Love Theory, and BTS, Pretty Woman. Those are the ones that I've at least noticed are the big ones. Feel free to add any more if you remember any, but my top three are Enhypen Polaroid Love, Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm, and Zico, New Thing. And Blowing Confetti. So the reason why I pick NHYPEN is because there's TikTok choreo that NHYPEN didn't make themselves. Like a TikToker made up choreo to this song.
Wow.
And it blew up. And NHYPEN even did the choreo on their TikTok. So wow.
So they did the work. People did the work for them.
It transcended.
It transcended.
From the ground up.
Exactly. with Red Velvet, we have Joy's iconic Blowing Confetti just overshadowed Wendy's version of the choreo. And now everyone is doing Joy's part. Like, I still do it to this day, even when I'm driving. Same. Even when Wendy's singing, I do Blowing Confetti. I love it. I love it. And I especially love Do-young doing it backstage when Red Velvet is performing on stage. And then my third choice is Zico's New Thing. This is more like a TikTok challenge for actual dancers. So this challenge stemmed from the dance reality show, survival show. God, I covered it so many times on the episode, past episode.
Street Fighter.
I forget. Street Fighter. And the challenge was that all the leaders of the different battling groups had to create 30 seconds of choreo to this song. And whoever was the winner got to be like the center of the music video. And the group that won was Weedem Boys. And this was like a challenge that literally every idol completed. I saw Kong Daniel.
There was a lot of them.
G-Sung, like every member of NCT, lots of different boy groups, girl groups doing it. It was viral. And again, it's only for people. This challenge was only for people who actually know how to dance. Because it
this was not a something
this isn't
that
like a blowing confetti type of thing, you know? Like, it's very intense choreo, very intricate. So, yeah, those are
my three choices, Ashley. I guess I'll go next. On my list were Polaroid Love also. I loved that one. I loved the simpleness of it. I didn't include Feel My Rhythm on my list because I knew that you would.
Oh.
So selfishly, I want to pick two more.
Oh.
From one from your list and one that's not on your list, or maybe I just didn't hear it. The next one that I have on my list is Treasure's Dadadi, which
I think that came out in 2021, or was the this year?
I thought that it went viral this year. Didn't it get released with Jikjin?
Yeah, I think it was with Jikjin.
Yeah, so 100%. That's got to be on the list, at least for me. And then this was like more of a low-key pick, just like a selfish pick. I really liked Taeyong's Love Theory challenge a lot with the fairy moves and stuff. And I'm just like a simp, but everyone was doing it to support him, and I really liked it.
I loved it. I do really like Dadadi. That, again, is one of those that didn't – that's not the official choreo for the song. And it just blew up, and it's so easy. And you have to do it in, like, that fisheye lens camera. I just love it.
It was so good. So if I were to pick three, it would be Polaroid Love, Dadadi, and Feel My Rhythm. But shout out to Love Theory, because that song was also a bop.
Yeah, it was.
All right. Gabe, any thoughts?
Yeah, so in addition to the, so after listening to your list, I do agree with Treasure, Dadadi, and NHYPEN Polaroid Love. I think they just like transcended K-pop in a sense.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. But for me, I also wanted to bring up Twice the Feels.
The English one.
Yeah, because when it came out, like, I feel like a lot of people were doing the dance. maybe that was just me, but it was like it
blew
up.
I think
it was
a lot of people were doing it.
The dance.
Okay, I remember now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, Twice the Feels definitely makes the top of my list. And then I also wanted to shout out Weekly After School because their song going viral on TikTok like made the song popular regularly.
Like it was still popular. Yeah.
Love that for them.
So that's going to be my number two. And then for my number three, I think I'm going to have to go with Polaroid Love just because it was so ubiquitous.
It was good.
Everybody was doing it. Even like non-K-pop TikTok people were doing it. So I think
this is also transcended. This is also a conversation that I want to pin for our year-end roundup. It's that a lot of B-sides for me were a lot better than title tracks, which is not uncommon, but I wonder if groups will start choosing more of what they're doing for B-sides. For example, Polaroid Love did a lot better than what was in Hypen's title track that round.
I don't remember.
I don't even remember.
But Dada D did so much better than Jikjin.
Yeah.
Like, this is a very common occurrence, and I think that it's because, like, they want to go with flashy for the comeback stage. But I wonder if it's a better idea to just go with fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, we could pin that for next time. Okay, so we're going to get into our three major awards. And the first one is going to be Song of the Year. And Ashley is going to outline some of our list of nominees.
Yes. So, at the two big shows, the Mamas and the Melon Awards, I'm going to go over the nominees, but not all of them because it's kind of a lot. At the Mamas, the nominees are automatically nominated if they were in a different category. So
what do you mean?
So for example, this is what the wording says. Nominees for the song genre categories are automatically nominated. So say for example, if Le Sserafim was nominated for Rookie of the Year, then their title track,
list of 100 people, right?
Yeah, their title track Fearless would automatically get nominated for Song of the Year.
I see.
So,
but then don't they like only say like 5 of the nominees at the end of the day?
You know, I'm not sure. I do know who the winner is, but there are officially 46.
Right.
Nominees for Song of the Year at the Mamas.
Right.
So I'm not going to go over them, but we did cover a lot of them in previous categories. Just some notable ones obviously are like Blackpink, Pink Venom, Crush, Rush Hour, Polaroid Love, Love Dive, Zoom by...
So I think, Ashley, you're definitely right. They start with a list of like 100 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
like based off of who's nominated. And I think for the award show, they limit it to like, oh, here are the nominees. Like they actually have a list.
Oh, okay.
So I'm looking at the list right now and it's 6 of them. This is just for the Mamas. And I'll just list them out. Okay. So I've Love Dive, G-Idol Tomboy, Blackpink, Pink Venom, BTS Yet to Come, and New Jeans Attention.
Wow. So 2 rookie groups in Song of the Year final nominee
out of that list of 100. Wow. But did you have any other ones to throw out there?
Yeah, so at the Melon Award show, their top 5 nominees were I've Love Dive, G-Idol Tomboy, Kim Min Suk, Drunken Confession, Psy, That, and Big Bang, Still Life. So, just to wrap up those 2 award shows, the winner of both award shows was I've Love Dive.
Okay. Go ahead, Ashley.
I gave three songs of the year. I don't...
Go for it.
Okay. One of them is I've Loved Dive, because like we've said in previous episodes, it's just that song was everywhere. I even saw a video of the South Korean soccer team in the locker room doing the choreo.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then my second award will go to NewJeans for Hype Boy, not their title track Attention, just because I am obsessed with that song. There's also a cover that someone did. It's like chill lo-fi cover on Instagram, and it's trending. Like,
it's like on the background of every single reel.
Yeah, it's not even the official song. It's like a cover of the song, and that's what's
trending.
It's
like acoustic version. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Maybe I'll post it on the Instagram so you guys can hear it. And then my last award is going to go to Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm. I know it's kind of random, but I feel like they really started a trend with the classical trap situation, and the song is just very good. They started a trend with the musicality, the song concept is very good, and they had a TikTok viral dance. So,
and the song did well, like did just well on the charts. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Gabe?
So, Song of the Year, I feel like, is hard because there's just so much good
music,
right? And there's so many nominees. So, I came at this kind of from my own perspective. I'm just going to choose a song that I think was really good, or maybe a couple. Yeah. But for me, I definitely liked I've Love Dive and I've After Like. Those two are some of my top two for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one that actually was one of my top was G Idol Tomboy. So
what? Oh, so you like G Idol?
Well, the song was good. I just don't like Soyeon, but yeah. G Idol is fine.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, G Idol and the two IVE songs.
We need to give Tomboys credit where credit is due.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, Gabe, do you have any more that you want to shout out? Or those two are good?
Like honorable mentions?
Sure.
I don't know. I feel like for me, honorable mention would be Stacy, Beautiful Monster. I've been listening to that song a lot. It didn't kind of blow up like the past Stacy releases.
Yes.
But I think it was really good.
I want to put a pin in that too. I want to talk about Stacy and Weekly in our year-end roundup. I want to know what's happening to these B-tier moving to A-tier groups in the future episode.
A little forecasting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways. Okay, so for me, I agree with the hosts about Love Dive. No questions asked. Love the song. And I think that they deserve their Melon win and their Mama win. So I'm glad that the award shows gave it to them, even though they were a rookie group. Apart from what Ashley said about Feel My Rhythm, which I really loved too, I just would want to shout out to INBU because I loved that song this year. I just was obsessed with it. So those were my two that I had written down.
It was a girl soloist and group year.
Yes, it was. Okay, well, let's go ahead then and move on to album.
Okay. So the album of the year award goes to one group or soloist, regardless of gender. And I'm just going to name the nominees from the Mamas, Genie, and Melon Award shows. So we have BTS Proof, Blackpink Born Pink, NCT Dream Glitch Mode, 17, Face the Sun, Stray Kids, Maxident, Lim Young-woon, I'm Hero, Psy Ninth, IU, Pieces, G-Idol, Never Die, and New Jeans. So at the Mamas, BTS won with Proof. At the Genie Awards, NCT Dream won with Glitch Mode. And at Melon, Lim Young-woon won with I'm Hero.
So a split decision.
Yes. So my award would go to NCT Dream Glitch Mode. And it's for all the reasons that we gave them Male Group of the Year. It's just, they've just had an amazing run for the past couple of years. And this year with their Tokyo Dome and Seoul Olympic Stadium tour, like, they just really solidified themselves as, like, a top tier group.
Awesome. Would you, if 127's timing came and it came down to it, would you choose Two Baddies over this? Because I know you really liked the Two Baddies album.
I did really like the Two Baddies album.
Like, if it was included in the time span.
That's hard.
So you loved both of them?
I did.
Okay, I won't force you to choose. Okay. Okay, Gabe?
For me, I'm going to go with the Blackpink album. For album.
Oh my gosh, you're just, like, shocking me all over the place today.
What did you think I was going to choose?
I don't know.
G-Idol.
Some random. yeah, but for me, the Blackpink album, for the reason, like, the album itself was okay. I mean, there hasn't really been a full album that I've really kind of gravitated to.
A full album is really hard. I mean, that's like what, like, a very comprehensive choice here.
Yeah, so I think for me, the Blackpink album, like, them not, like, them coming back after kind of a while away was a reason that I chose them. And then also, like, all of the, I guess, hype around Blackpink in general this year when they were coming back, I knew a lot of people who were not necessarily, like, K-pop fans who were trying to go to the Blackpink concert, who were buying the album, stuff like that. So I feel like they kind of just reached a global fan base even more so than before with this latest album. And I think Pink Venom was a really strong release despite kind of my misgivings about it. and Shutdown was a good follow-up too, even though I personally did not like it that much. But
yeah. Oh, so you're basically giving this from, like, an objective perspective.
Yes, trying to be objective. Okay, setting aside my bias now. For once.
Okay, I understand now. My album of the year, well, first I'll give a shout out, and then I'll give my actual. This is from what I saw in terms of an overall reception of the album, and I thought actually New Jeans, like, had a really strong album, and I saw, like, nearly all the songs charting consistently over time at one point, and they sold, like, a lot of units, especially for a rookie group like Cookie and Hype Boy and Attention. Like, when do you get three hits in one, like, comeback, let alone for a rookie group? And this was a mini album, so that's majority of their songs,
right?
So I think that that's in the discussion for me. It wouldn't win because they're just too young. But they did really well. So we talked, you know, a couple of years ago or a year ago about how HYBE was, like, a quote-unquote sausage fest and they weren't doing anything with women and girl groups. And I like to say they heard the cries of the people and Idol Talk Pod, and this was a year for them to release two girl groups. So, you know, something's going on there.
Yeah. A lot more balance.
Setting my personal views aside from that company, something right, I feel, is going on there. My choice for album of the year is, and I refrained from talking about them actually for bringing them up for most of the awards, but my album of the year is NCT Dream. Not Glitch Mode, but Beatbox.
Oh.
So I want all the Glitch Mode songs. Yeah. I want the extra songs that we got from Beatbox. So I just think that Beatbox made Glitch Mode a much more well-rounded album because you were kind of missing like the slow pop.
Yeah.
And that's what the three B-sides from Beatbox brought us, in addition to what Ashley already said. And then Beatbox was just, like, as a title track, was so them, like, very true to what Dreamzins know them for. And also, it was just a very consumable title track.
Yeah.
Summer bop, just lots of good vocals and rap, and it was just a really well-rounded album that sold really well. Apart from all the accomplishments that they did have this year, like Sammy and I just went to go see a documentary of their world tour, like movies that were playing across the entire world. Like, so they, and mind you, like BTS did this in 2019 before the pandemic. So they're at that point where people are really noticing them. And I think it's largely because they had really strong album release this year. So that's...
I just had a thought. Maybe... Yes. I remember when BTS had their movie theater screening. And I remember us talking about how maybe this is their test to see which cities are going to the movie more. Because they could potentially be a stop on their future tour.
Yeah. That would be a really good test.
Yeah.
To see where they should go.
Right. So
okay. NCT Dream, SoFi is my dream. So let's make that happen.
Yeah, this is for our prediction episode, but NCT Dream World Tour next year.
Okay, well, we'll talk more about that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so albums, Blackpink, Beatbox and Glitch Mode, with a lot of other shout outs and honorable mentions. All right. Actually, I wanted to give out one random award before we move to our largest award, which is Artist of the Year. I want to give out Legacy Awards because I think 2022 was a year where we saw huge veterans come back too.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give them their credit. So Big Bang, obviously, with Still Life, was a huge hit.
Yeah.
And Vips really liked that. So that's one. Girls' Generation gets my next Legacy mm-hmm. Award for Forever One, which did really well and made everyone just, like, nostalgic for their 15th anniversary. And then also recently, Kara, who is a veteran girl group, also has just celebrated their 15-year anniversary and just had their comeback and was doing a lot of promotions. And it's just great to see them as a group promote, especially after, you know, one of their members unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago. So those are my Legends Legacy Awards that I would just like to throw out there. Anyways. Thanks for hearing me out on that one. Gabe, can you wrap us up with artists?
Yes. So I looked at the Artist of the Year nominations at the Mama's Melon and Genie Awards, and there are a lot of people that got nominated. I think it's similar to Song of the Year, where it's like, if they're included in any category, they kind of get a nomination for the Artist of the Year as well. So some notable ones that stood out to me were Seventeen, Psy, IU, Lim Young-woong, Taeyeon of Girls' Generation, IVE, NCT Dream, G-IDLE, Blackpink, aespa, Big Bang, did I say BTS already? BTS, LE SSERAFIM, New Jeans, Red Velvet, Stacy, WSG Wannabe, ITZY, J-Hope, Kong Daniel, Kepler, Nayeon, Seulgi, Stray Kids, Tempest, Twice, and TXT. So, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But I think we can kind of narrow it down to, like, a big few that are kind of contenders. And so for me, that's definitely IVE, Blackpink, BTS, Seventeen, and maybe Twice, I don't know. But definitely G-Idle and NCT. So, what are your thoughts?
Gabe, why don't you go first since you haven't gone first?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm inclined to give this to IVE. And I know I've been giving IVE a lot of awards, but...
I mean, that's just the nature of it.
Yeah, they've really been sweeping, like, everything, basically. And in Korea and internationally, they've done, I think, the best out of the groups that I've mentioned in terms of, like, recognition and publicity and everything. But, you know, there could be an argument to have one of the boy groups in there because of, like, their Monster album sales, G-Idle, because they also similarly had big digital hits, and they've been around for a while. And then Blackpink and BTS are kind of just, like, the household names.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That, like, in any year where they release anything, like, it could be an artist of the year
kind of year for them. Yeah, people just take it in.
Yeah. So that's kind of my three categories of things. There's IVE, the others, and then kind of the staple household names.
Yeah.
But your choice would be IVE if we were to give one to you. Okay. I'm going to push everyone to probably say one for artist. After your discussion.
Okay.
So Ashley?
I just want to point out who the winners are. We're at each award show. So the Mamas gave Artist of the Year to BTS, Jeannie gave it to NCT Dream, and Melon gave it to Lim Young-woon. My award, I've given them so many awards already, but it's just what needs to happen. NCT Dream, Artist of the Year.
Wow. Period?
Period.
Okay. I would love to open that conversation back with you, but, you know, I think we've talked enough about them also.
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready to throw my wrench in here.
Oh, God.
My one, if I were to choose one artist, I loved IVE's releases this year. I love NCT Dream with all of my heart and soul.
If you say G-Idle...
Oh my god.
I truly think aftermath of everything and after all the dust settled that G-Idle wins Artist of the Year.
Wow.
Like I straight up think that.
Objectively.
Like objectively. Objectively. Not in my heart, but in what I see.
Okay.
Like Tomboy was just so big that no one could have fathomed. What is their latest comeback is still a thing.
Yeah.
And like they had huge, huge album sales too. And they went on a tour.
Yeah.
Across the world.
That's true.
They did.
So And I was just talking to someone else about this, like, not only do they have their regular comebacks, they also had, and this wasn't this year, but I think that this is what makes them also appealing, is that they had that huge League of Legends hit. And I saw the view counts on that just recently, and it's massive. Like, they have the whole gaming community, like, wrapped around their finger. Also.
Yeah.
So, while I think that, yes, girl groups ruled the digitals, and this is maybe like an overall kind of reflection on this year, like girl groups ruled the digitals, boy groups ruled the album sales, but girl groups have made so much strides in terms of album sales this year to match boy groups almost, but boy groups haven't done the same thing with digitals to match the women's advantage on that. So when I think about that, then it has to go to a girl group artist. So I also think that there are seniors in the industry, so I think that it also should go to them because they have a sustained career at this point now, too. So,
congratulations, G-Idol.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
I dream G-Idol. I think that that is a really good three choices, I think, for artists.
I agree.
Just collectively. Yeah. And, you know, the outliers can have their outlier status, I think. And, yeah. Okay, any other comments before we wrap up our awards series of 2022? Okay, Ashley.
Yes. I am looking forward to next year's award shows. We know that Jin is going to the military this month, sometime, any day now. And with him gone, BTS is going to be focusing very heavily on their solo work. So
probably solely, right? Just out of logistics? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, maybe they'll release a joint song together without Jin. Who knows? But, like, they will be releasing solo music, which means that maybe they won't release a full album and as a group. And if that happens,
competition will go wild.
BTS won't get nominated.
Right. So that means that they're officially leaves a discussion of who is going to win the top awards in 2023.
Right. And maybe it will be a lot more telling of what is actually happening in the industry. Like, who is very 100% popular agree. At that moment. And not just pandering awards to people because we want them to maybe show up. So I'm excited.
I see. Okay. I think overall 2022, and we'll probably say this in the next episode too, the state of K-pop is strong.
Yeah.
A lot going on. Okay. Thanks to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We're on Instagram at IdolTalkPod. Rate, review, and subscribe to us in all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, email us at idoltalkpod@gmail.com and visit our content directory, idoltalkpod.uu.ai. where you'll see previous episodes categorized, including information about us, all of our curated playlists, song recommendations, and concert and K-drama reviews. And it could be found in the description of our episode here. All right. Until next time, we will talk to you all later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.